Tessa, I'm going to sit with Sandy for a while, I said. Tessa looked over at Sandy and nodded. I'll let you know when we're ready to move on. I walked over to Sandy and sat down. Sandy's eyes looked tired. You don't have to keep me company, you know. I know. I'm 64 years old. My feet hurt. I needed to sit a while. She nodded, looking at the group foraging through the junk. Thanks, Mama. I watched the girls work through the remnants of an old trunk. Angie held up a picture frame like she won the lottery. Sandy didn't initiate conversation and had her eyes closed. I wasn't about to bother her and figured I'd just sit with her for company. My head hurt anyway. Not like a conventional headache, but for the past few weeks, sharp pains would come and go in this one little spot. And my feet did hurt. I suppose my blood wasn't right in my old age, but what can you do? You get old and deal with it. We sat there for another 20 minutes or so until Sandy started fidgeting for a more comfortable position. I was ready to move, too. Come on, I said. Looks like Tessa forgot about us. Let's find everyone and go eat. Sandy was only too happy to accommodate. We found the rest of the girls at Magsy's sale at the end of the street. The woman was in her 80s, but moved with ease, packing up for buyers. If only I had half her stamina at her age, even now. Sorry, Sandy said. I didn't mean to hold you up. Tessa put her arm around her. You're not holding us up. Don't be ridiculous. You're going to have a baby pretty soon. You have a right to be a wee bit pokey. Sandy smiled, involuntarily thrusting her abdomen forward as her hands found the small of her back. I just can't seem to make it today. I think I'm going to go home.